This is Tom Browning.
This is Pat Lackey.
This is Raquel Aurelia.
My name is Kurt Evans.
This is Rich Aurelia.
Hi, hello, and welcome, everybody. This is George Grant of the Cincinnati Reds, and welcome. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on RedHotMama.com.
Baseball fans, you're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on red-hot-mama.com. This is episode number 80 on November 25th of 2007. I'm your host, Amanda, and with me, as always, is Johnny, the wonderful crack technical staff. Happy Thanksgiving, Johnny.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy return from your our podcasting vacation.
A podcasting hiatus, you might say. It's really been quite a while since we've had a podcast, but over a month, right?
Yeah, there was a little bit of disillusionment and blech, you know.
Yeah, and then once we changed formats with the website, it really seemed like we had to have a new leader and a new everything, and it kept just not getting around to coming up with any ideas for that.
Right.
I really still haven't done that even now, but it seems like, I trust your genius. You'll come up with something.
I wouldn't say, I doubt it'll be anything all that great, but...
Well, I know.
You know, why wait on the intro? That's not what people listen for.
Well, maybe they do.
Ha.
I'm sure they, on the other hand, they could be listening for our highly intelligent conversation here from our bed. As we sit here in our comfy bed, with the microphone propped up on a decorative pillow, complete with tassels and everything, it's quite fancy.
Yes.
It's quite fancy feast. This totally
no
could be what
cat
they,
food on it, though.
But they had the cat food on in the Fancy Feast commercial. The tassels and whatnot.
It could be.
I don't know how you balance the big, long glass of cat food on the pillow without spilling it.
I don't know how a cat could eat from a glass.
Oh, our cat...
Or maybe I'm just...
Cat could eat anything.
No.
She drinks from her glasses.
Well, she can't eat anything... Without making a huge... If it's in a container, she will make a huge mess.
That's true.
Like, dry food is the bane of her existence.
Oh, yeah, she'll put a little paw in there and flip it out so she can eat it off the floor. I bet for Fancy Feast, though, she'd eat it out of the big fancy cup. Anyway, so since this is the last day of our Thanksgiving break from work, and we're all logy with turkey meat and thoughts of having to go back to work. It seems like a good time to talk about what we're thankful for, you know, in a baseball sense.
Okay.
Are you feeling thankful for baseball lately?
I'm thankful that the season's over.
Does that count? It was kind of a painful season.
I found this season to be terrible.
The postseason was massively boring.
Oh, yeah. I could not get interested, no matter how I tried.
Yeah.
I was kind of interested in the Rockies, and then they didn't play for like 2 weeks.
I know, that sucked. Yeah. Poor scheduling. Poorly done.
Yeah, and it's going to be the same way next year. So.
Is it?
Yeah.
You don't think they'll have learned anything?
No. I really don't.
So then how can we turn that into something we're thankful for? Thankful for...
Well, it'll be different teams in the playoffs next year.
Oh, okay.
Well, most of them. I mean, usually there's a lot of turnover.
Maybe they won't have
Red Sox and Yankees are usually there, but that's about it. So.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we ought to become Red Sox fans.
Okay.
That'd be pretty hard to do.
Okay, let's try that. Is Nomar's not on there anymore,
Noma.
Though.
I saw him on a public service announcement yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have no concept of what it was about, but he was on there talking about something.
Was it Wicked?
I don't even remember if it was Wicked. Yeah. So you're thankful for the season being over.
I am.
Thankful
it
for the postseason
on.
Being over and how miserably boring that was. What else? This is not a positive thankfulness so far.
So you want positive thankfulness.
What positive thankfulness do we have?
Let's see. I think... I'm thankful that the NL Central won't be any worse next year.
Now, why do you think that the NLC won't be any worse next year?
I don't see how they could be.
I think that you underestimate their potential for crapitude. They wouldn't change a whole lot of the teams wouldn't change managers and
the
or managers.
The Pirates are totally different.
Totally different than what?
Their GM is different, their manager's different, they've like got a whole new staff. So
yeah, but
Dave Littlefield is gone.
But their owners are the same, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And their
more or less
lack of cash is the same. So what's going on in Pirate Land anyway?
It looks like they're interested in Matt Clement for their rotation.
Well, that's a name I've heard before. Where's he from?
He used to be with the Cubs. Okay. Back when they made their playoff run under Dusty Baker.
Okay.
And you know, then he was with the Red Sox.
I had the weirdest dream that the Reds hired Dusty Baker. I'm thankful that's not true.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thankful for.
Though if it were true, you know, you could be thankful then that the Reds would be better next year.
I don't... is this dream logic? I'm not following the dream logic.
Well, Baker's first year with teams is usually pretty good. It's by that third year that... Mm-hmm. So if they went signed him to a 3-year contract in your dream, then... Mm-hmm. Then you know, you gotta worry. But the first one's probably gonna be solid. Huh. It'll probably surprise people.
Well, I'm glad I don't have to find out for sure.
Yeah. But then, you know, after that, the injuries in the pitchers and mm-hmm. the young people not playing and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
But since that's a dream, we don't have to worry.
So what's going on in Pirate Land, you're saying?
Not much. They haven't really been... You know, there hasn't been a whole ton of player movement.
Mm-mm.
They had the GM meetings, which nothing of note happened in. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that usually sets up things and trades to happen later when they do the winter baseball meetings or not. But so nothing's happened.
So far, what I'm hearing then is you think that the NLC won't be any worse next year based on the fact that the Pirates are different.
Based on nothing, yes.
Nothing,
right, well, but know, naive optimism.
I asked you for a positive thankful, and you gave me one, so I guess that's what I get. I'm thankful for? I'm thankful for you and HMZ and all of the people who contribute content to Red Hot Mama when I'm, you know, swamped with, like, all of the other things in my life. Thank you, guys. You really make this whole thing a lot easier for me.
Yeah.
You know, and plus, you know, the happiness, the friendship and the camaraderie. It means a lot to me. What else is going on? Let's see. You got anything else you're thankful for? No. Not really. Hey, how about for the MLB catalog we got in the mail this year? Thankful for that at all.
How did you look at that?
No, I didn't even see it.
You know, I might have thrown it away already.
We've gotten a lot of catalogs this
I know.
Year. And I've looked through that catalog before and it wasn't that good.
Right. Though Alyssa Milano's touch stuff is featured.
Oh, yeah. I like Alyssa Milano pretty well. What about Barry Bonds? Thankful that he's getting called out.
That's right. He's getting his grand jury indictment or whatever.
Yeah, when does that happen?
I don't know. Those things can move rather slowly.
Yeah.
But that'll be interesting.
It could interfere with his free agency if he's in jail.
Right. He is a free agent. Will anyone sign him?
I don't know. Can you get a jail insurance policy? I bet you can. Except you'd pay a lot for it. In this case?
Yeah, the 90% chance. Come on. That wouldn't really save you much money.
No, not really. We'll see. It'll be he may be you know, a mid-season acquisition if you know, after he puts in his 180 days.
That would be interesting. There has been a few signings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jason Kendall is making his trying to collect the entire set of playing for teams in the NL Central.
Oh,
he came up with the Pirates last year. Finished this last season with the Cubs, and now he signed for 1 year with the Brewers.
Wait, he came up last year?
No, he came up with the Pirates several years ago.
Oh, okay.
Last year, he played with the Cubs.
Oh, I see.
And this year, or next season, I guess, he's moving over to the Brewers.
He's got a long way to go. He's going to have to hurry if he's going to
collect them all. He's not getting any younger either.
Yeah.
You know, he's really going to have to... He was with the Pirates for like 6 or 7 years, and then he went to the American League for a couple years. So he's really got to.
Yeah, he's gonna
get going.
Get it together. So, what do you think would happen if the American League, instead of just not making pitchers hit, they didn't make any of the defenders hit? They had two completely different teams, an offense and a defense.
Then it would be like football.
Yeah, no, football makes it work. What would that be? I mean. I wonder what would happen then. I mean, would there be the defenders in the AL be better because they wouldn't have to hit? Or would they not care because everyone's hitting home runs anyway?
I don't know.
Sorry to totally...
That won't happen.
No, probably not.
Another signing. Uh-huh. The Reds signed a closer.
That's right. They found a whole new way to waste money.
You gotta mix it up every year. It gets boring. I mean, obviously they're gonna be losing, so you gotta keep the fans guessing.
Can't waste the money the same way every
year. And besides, that Eric Milton money was burning a hole in their pocket.
No freaking joke. Okay, so how much did they sign this guy for?
$46 million over 4 years.
Okay, here's a question for you. Do you know of a single player, a single relief pitcher in the entire league that is worth $11 million a year? What does this say? Does this say that the Reds can't get good, decent pitchers to go there for any reasonable amount of money? Or does it say, like, is it just something on the status of baseball in general right now? Or is he really $11 million every year good?
There was another... he is a closer. He's been rather effective at that.
Yeah.
There was another just middle reliever who signed with the White Sox for a ridiculous amount of money. Like, multi-year deal. Scott Linebrink...
Ah, Scott Linebrink. I remember.
But even
his song
his wasn't as much. Well, I guess you wouldn't expect it to be. But he's 4 years, $19 million. That's almost $5 million a year for just a middle reliever.
Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous too. But it's still only $5 million a year.
That's true. That's
and a contract that's too long for a middle reliever. But that's just really.
Well, the Reds blogger Justin. Uh-huh. On Baseball and the Reds.
Yeah, the...
Did a little...
Stat head.
Yeah. Big-time stat head. He's one of the better ones at writing about it, though.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that just are very, very dry. But some of his stuff is... A lot of his stuff is...
Readable. Okay. What was he saying?
He tried to analyze whether he was worth it.
Uh-huh.
And by his... Using various statistical...
Yeah, spit it
stats.
Out. Yeah,
and he came to the conclusion that the Reds were overpaying by his worth by like twice as much.
Yeah,
giving him twice as much as he was worth.
And I would say that's about what I would expect based on like no knowledge of the guy at all.
However,
like I've got no knowledge of the guy at all, but just based on the idea of like, well, we're signing a big name effective closer for a 4 year contract. How much do we give him? Yeah, you know, $46 million is what comes to mind.
But the Brewers had offered him 42.
Well,
You know, it's not like the Reds were completely out of the water.
Well, making asses of themselves, yeah. No, but I think they should have passed. That's all I'm saying.
But one thing in the statistical analysis was that it assumes the value based on a replacement player.
Uh-huh.
And it assumes an average performance from a replacement player.
Ooh, yeah,
and
you can't count on that from
the Reds have not had an average performer in their bullpen. So
how does that happen? Doesn't it? Well, I mean, you think, like, across the board, most people have to be average, don't they? I guess not.
It depends on
how you calculate the average.
Yeah.
But, you know, if it's a mode, if it's the mode, then most people have to be average, or many people have to be average, and how do they get so many of them that are so poor?
That's a good question.
Something about the way they're picking them, or maybe the way they're training them, maybe the way they're directing them once they're there. I don't know, but I don't see it stopping anytime soon.
Nope. But it does give them, it does help the Reds bullpen for the next year. They've got him as the closer, and mm-hmm. David Weathers will be back and moving to set up. Then they actually had
David Weathers is like 65.
That's Mike Stanton.
And they still have Mike Stanton,
yes.
Don't they?
Well, now he doesn't have to pitch as much.
I'm just saying, at some point, I mean, David Weathers has done really well, very admirably, and I cannot fault him a bit, but at some point you have to stop counting him as a benefit. At some point you got to stop saying, oh, well, we got David Weathers, everything's going to be all right, because dude.
Yep. But still, they did have Jared Burton, who came on pretty strong at the mm-hmm. end of last year. So yeah. Hopefully he can continue to get good. And, you know, there's always Bill Bray. And Gary Majeski. Okay, but never, not Majeski. No, that'll never happen.
Man, this show really feels like it's really Reds heavy. Doesn't seem like it's an NLC show at all.
Well, they're the only ones doing anything. I mean,
yeah.
No one has made as big of a signing as them in the whole all of baseball.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, and it, besides that, their beloved broadcaster and everyone's favorite youngest player in baseball history ever.
That's right.
Joe Nuxall passed away.
I had almost forgotten this, about that.
What, week and a half ago?
Yeah.
Along those lines. Yeah, he was an icon.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think anyone outside of Cincinnati's area really knew much about him.
Would have known him from Adam, probably not.
But
except for, you know, if in the record book, you know, for being the youngest player.
Right. He had an unusual broadcasting style.
That's true.
You know, kind of similar to Harry Carey in his later years, like kind of a character, but he was more of a color guy and Harry was the play-by-play.
Yes. Well, he was color and he was colorful and he was really enthusiastic about the game and
he was
a Reds fan.
He was a homer.
Without a doubt. What a guy, though. And what was great about Joe is that he was, you know, he was old, but he was always like, he wasn't down on the team, you know.
No.
It was not like, you know, we had the Marty and Joe, and comparatively, Marty's a young fella, and he's like all like complaining about stuff and bitching about things.
Yeah.
And
like the young guy sounds like the bitter old man, and the actual old man doesn't.
Not so much. And I think that that's one of the problems that they have when bringing in Tom. Tom, who, you know, is now going to kind of take the place of Joe, and that. And, like, he's just as freaking bitter as Marty is. Maybe less educated, maybe.
Yeah, it was really nice. They had Joe broadcast a few games over last year, and it was a breath of fresh air to hear him. I'll miss him.
Yeah.
He had his good points as a broadcaster.
Yeah, I cannot...
He couldn't pronounce names.
Oh, no. Oh, heavens no.
Any Hispanic last name, no. Not
gonna
happen.
Yeah, really, it's like, Joe, you're like... You're old enough to have figured out the rules of how to pronounce a Hispanic last name by now.
He played the baseball for a little bit. You'd think he'd know which outfield was which. But, you know, he got excited.
It was part of the charm, man. It really was.
He really wanted that baseball to get out of there sometimes.
Oh, yes. Well, I don't think that I ever had trouble, like, knowing what was going on when he was talking. You know, he would mess things up and he'd say goofy things, but it wasn't ever like... What are you talking about? I don't... Who? What? Which is an experience we've had with some other broadcasters. Remember when we drove down to St. Louis and we're listening to the radio broadcast down there? It's like, who? What?
Who was that? Was that Mike Shannon?
Yes, it was Shannon. And he's calling a play and he neglects to say the name and he's like...
It's just pronouns. Like,
and it's through! Like, what?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can't speak like, you know, a lot of people, a lot of bloggers and even you and other fans, you know, have a whole lot more experience with Joe. You know, they listen to the radio a lot. They had, it was close by. And I kind of didn't come into it until the TV era. I did a whole lot. But we saw him. I mean, you'd see him everywhere. He shows up at Reds Fest and he would be at the Reds Hall of Fame and he was always signing books and always, showing up on Kroger commercials and playing golf for the Reds Community Fund, and you know he's just an active old dude, and the Cincinnati area will definitely miss him.
Yeah,
if they're missing him now.
Yep.
So yeah, you're right. There's a lot going on in Reds land, and not a lot going on everywhere else.
It'll change.
What else has happened since the last time that we talked? Cardinals bringing on La Russa, bringing back La Russa.
They did re-sign La Russa.
Yeah, that may have happened since the last time we talked.
There's
the MVP. Congratulations to Jimmy Rollins.
Who ended up winning it?
Jimmy Rollins.
What? But he wasn't even the most valuable player on his team. Like, how is it not Prince Fielder?
I don't know, man.
That's ridiculous.
Well, you know, J-Roll's got the... got the sass.
I guess, but
Prince Fielder's got the... Oh.
Hey! Be nice! Yeah, but... You know, I don't see how it was. And Prince Fielder was, like, third in the MVP.
Well,
like,
you know, yeah, and that's the thing. It's all a vote. It's not really based on anything.
I know. Man.
But, you know, Rollins wasn't bad.
No, he had a good year, but... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that it's a sort of strange to think that.
It seemed like a bit of a robbery for Fielder. And there's another guy who I thought was It wasn't an NL Central guy, but Matt Holliday for the Rockies. He made that team make the season.
Don't want to hear about it.
Okay. Then he did nothing.
No, hey, God made them make the playoffs.
There's who the MVP should have been.
God, that's right. That's exactly who it should have been.
Either that or the humidor.
Well, I don't want to make this podcast be too long. We've had a tendency to drag on a little bit,
okay.
And so let's wrap it up here.
Okay.
Unless there's any other big news.
No, the biggest news is the Red signing of stealing the Brewers' closer away. So will hurt the Brewers quite a bit. They don't have a closer now.
Unless they can find someone to spend $48 million on.
They only have 42 because that's
all they have.
That's what they offer.
Well, we'll be looking forward to seeing what kind of deals that they can work out and what other kinds of deals. And hopefully, you know, getting maybe a little more content on the other team since this.
There really isn't much. I mean, I'm like reading all this stuff and it's just rumors and speculations, but it's a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah. Well, that's how the off season goes.
Yep.
That's what November is.
So maybe I'll start making a list of here's things that'll never happen.
Well, maybe now that we've done our what should we be thankful for list, and it wasn't much of a list, but no, sort of a little gimmick. We should do a what we want for Christmas.
Okay.
List.
Well,
we could be
thinking
about that. You
know, there's only a few shopping days left.
Our son wants a DS. He tells us every single day. I don't even know if he knows what games are available for the DS, but he wants one.
30 shopping days left.
Oh, it's 30 shopping days left. Have you got anything else going on around their crack technical staff?
I do not.
All right, then. Well, with that, then, you know, keep on eating turkey. And
those leftovers are
nice,
aren't they?
We don't have a way to close the show.
Maybe we just end it.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye. No, that sucked. We got to come up with something better.
Okay.
You can do the hanging part.
Keep on hanging in there, and
go baseball.
Go baseball.
Putting you on the spot. Be creative.
I'm tired.
Okay, get some rest, folks.
Yeah, keep on eating turkey and keep on hanging in there, and see you at the ballpark.
Show your love for the show by leaving a comment at iTunes or voting for us at Podcast Alley. Or leave your own rant about the dysfunctional Reds and the Red Hot Diaries at our website at red-hot-mama.com. And you can always drop us a line at rhm@red-hot-mama.com.